This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Say what you will about American consumers, but we are an adaptable bunch. Today's data point in evidence, food away from home in October, that's an actual category, food away from home, was 5.4% more expensive than it was a year ago. Here is the anecdotal follow-up. In the last Beige Book of 2023, which came out last week, the Kansas City Fed pointed out that restaurateurs in its district said revenues fell as more customers avoided expensive items and split more dishes. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes looks at what's happening there.
Lonnie Golden loves going splitsies at restaurants.
And I know that that's not a view that's shared by everybody you go out with. So you feel this out first. You say, hey, who wants to share? Who wants to split?
Golden, who's an economics professor at Penn State Abington, lives just outside Philly. But he took his partner out for a nice dinner in New York City last night and says the prices gave him sticker shock. So they didn't order entrees, but shared a few small plates like scallops and mussels. Golden says there were still leftovers.
Brought the mussels back with us on New Jersey Transit. We'll see if they survived in their original state.
To maybe avoid lugging seafood on public transit, Golden says it might make sense if restaurants were just more upfront about their portion sizes, especially now that sharing is more in vogue. At Mac Seafood, which has multiple locations on Cape Cod, owner Mac Hay says they used to charge a share fee if people split an entree, but that made customers grumpy. So now they'll just bring out a second plate.
Because it's more inconvenient for the kitchen to try to portion things in half. And frankly, it doesn't look good when you usually cut your entrees in half.
Hay says customers are also looking for value in other ways, gravitating towards specials like all-you-can-eat fish and chips. He says this does cut into the amount of money his restaurants earn.
But we hope if they're coming in for the fish and chips that they're going to, you know, buy a cocktail with that.
And drinking is something people don't stop doing when they're worried about the economy.
People eat a little bit less and they drink a little bit more. And the way that they drink changes.
Adam Halberg is CEO of Barcelona Wine Bar, which has locations around the country. He says they're selling fewer bottles of wine, but more sangria, which is the least expensive alcoholic drink on the menu. They're also selling fewer cocktails and more straight tequila and gin.
Cocktails are viewed as maybe a little bit more luxury than somebody who just wants something that is quicker and more effective, and you don't have to drink as many of them.
Essentially giving you more alcoholic bang for your literal buck. I'm Stephanie Hughes from Marketplace.